Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring eight Motown artists that had a double-sided hit. That is, the 45 that was released charted on both the A-side and the B-side. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells together, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Martha for the Vandellas, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. All coming up the next half hour as we feature five Motown artists that had a double-sided hit.
When you are near me, jail today. Oh, baby, believing me wasn't right. Now you wanna take me out tonight. Baby, won't you let me get on your good side? If I did that, Mama, it would hurt my pride. Hey, let me make it up to you if I can.
Motown memory from Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells together. That was the B-side. The song was called I'm Crazy About My Baby, reached number 19 in the U.S. pop charts from 1964. And the A-side of that 45 was What's the Matter With You Baby, number 17 from 64. Interestingly enough, the Supremes were backing on that song. Before that, we heard from Stevie Wonder, Hey Love, the B-side, reaching only number 90 in the U.S. pop charts from 1967, and the A-side was Travelin' Man, reaching number 32. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this entire hour, we're featuring 8 records, 45s if you will, that both the A-side and the B-side charted on the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes. By this time, they were very, very popular in 1969, and this song was a tremendous disappointment. The song was called No Matter What Shape You Are. It only reached number 31 because the B-side also got airplay, and that only reached 69. But here is the A-side, No Matter What Sign You Are, right here on Motown.
Yeah. songs here on Motown Memories. Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Martha Vandellas with Love Makes Me Do Foolish Things. That was the B-side of the 45, reaching number 70 in the U.S. pop charts, 1965. Before that, Martha Vandellas with the B-side of the 45, Love Makes Me Do Foolish Things. That reached number 70 in the U.S. pop charts, 1965. And we start with the A-side, You've Been in Love Too Long, reaching number 36. Before that, we heard from Diana Ross and the Supremes. The B-side was The Young Folks, only reaching number 69 on the pop charts of the United States from 1969. And the A-side was Diana and the Supremes, No Matter What Sign You Are, reaching number 31. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring eight Motown artists that had both the A-side and the B-side charting on the United States Billboard chart. Well, coming up, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with the A-side of the 45 called Shake and Finger Pop. But Junior Walker was born Audrey DeWalt Mixon Jr. in Blytheon, Arkansas on June 14, 1931. His career started when he developed his own band at the age of 14 in the mid-50s. The band was called the Jumping Jacks. Well, Junior was inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation the same year he died in 1995. He recorded a total of 23 albums on the Motown and Motown subsidiary record labels and had a string of hits. His biggest, as a matter of fact, was the very first 45 that struck gold, and that was Shotgun, reaching number 4 in 1965. Well, here is Shake and Finger Pop, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, right here on Motown. Yeah.
with Tom Fallon.
Junior Walk on the All-Stars with the B-side of the 45, Cleo's Mood. That reached number 43 in the United States pop charts from 1965. And the A-side of that 45 was Shake and Finger Pop, reaching number 29. Well, this half hour, we featured five different Motown artists, each artist having a hit on both the A-side and the B-side of the 45 as referenced in the United States Billboard charts. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from four more Motown artists having an A and B hit. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.